If it's happening, it's here. CFAX 1070.
It is 3 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Brennan. How did the royal tour go for Kate impersonator Karen Brelsford and Queen Elizabeth impersonator Carolyn Sawatska?
Now, Mark Brenne on CFAX 1070.
This is a treat. I don't know whether I should stand, curtsy, bow, but I'm just going to sit here in my chair with complete respect. I have in studio Kate Middleton and Queen Elizabeth. Kinda. But you wouldn't know. We couldn't get Kate or William. They were busy today up in Bella Bella. But we do have some guests. Queen Elizabeth, I don't know how to say hello. Hello, Your Majesty.
Well, hello to you, too. Lovely to be here.
I'm happy that you're here. And Kate Middleton, you're here.
Yes, hello. Pleasure.
Where's Bill? Where's William?
William, he's minding the children. George and Charlotte.
Our guest, just before you light up the phones and get angry with us, folks, Karen Brelsford. She's an actress, a comedian, and a Kate Middleton impersonator. And Carolyn Sadowska, she impersonates the Queen. And let me tell you, my goodness, ladies, you are... I shouldn't say that. I have royalty. How was your weekend? First of all, Your Majesty.
It was splendid.
Were you? I'm glad you caught the Concorde or whatever you did.
I don't know
if that's still flying or not, but you got here fast.
Yes, the jet stream.
Were you able to see some of the coverage this past weekend from Victoria on the telly back in London?
We did watch it all, yes. Didn't miss a moment. Very exciting.
Yes, it was large crowds out here in Victoria.
Big crowds, and I thought Kate and William looked splendid.
They always do, though.
Yes, good posture, you know.
Wonderful posture. Yes. And Kate, thank you for being here. You must be tired. That was a 9.5-hour flight, and you had all those things to do. Tell me, there was a bit of a delay before you got to the legislature, to the lawns there. Were you tending to the children?
Yes, we were feeding the children some beautiful Okanagan applesauce, actually. And Georgie had spilt it all over his beautiful sweater, and we wanted to get him changed and cleaned up before we headed down to see all the lovely people.
Well, they were pleased to see you. That was a crowd of 20 or 20-some thousand that was down at the legislature, and they were wowed by you, as I am now. I have to describe, you're wearing a beautiful... what should I call that on top of your head?
That's a fascinator.
It is a fascinator.
Yes, it is.
I'm fascinated by your clothing, and a beautiful blue gown.
Thank you.
And the Queen looks resplendent as always, and she's wearing her crown.
My tiara, actually.
Your tiara.
Yes,
okay.
I had it surgically attached.
Did you now?
Yes.
You know that I have a picture of you in my wallet.
Do you?
It's on my money.
Oh, yes. By the way, I am collecting all those bills.
Are you now?
The old 20s, yes.
What's it like to have your face on money? That's a kind of a weird thing.
Well, and on stamps. Sometimes people come up and lick the back of my head. So sometimes it's a bit of a problem.
But
we don't bother with official portraits of myself anymore. We just paste Canadian money on the walls.
Mm. Well, it's worth only about 75 cents American, so maybe that's... I should mention, we also have a third guest in studio. We have Reggie. Tell us about Reggie.
Well, Reggie is my corgi dog. And he came along. He had never been into a radio studio before. And, of course, he's ideal for traveling because he has been genetically programmed to fit into the overhead bins in aircraft.
He's quite stiff and thin.
He is, yes. But he's in perfectly good health. It's just the nature of his genetic disposition.
Well, he's rather thin.
Sometimes he does get mistaken for a tray.
A cardboard cutout is what he kind of looks like, but he's behaving well, and I hope he doesn't wee-wee, any royal wee-wee on the floor here, but I'm sure that'll be fine.
Nothing yet.
No.
Okay, so you've been in town for about a day and a half. What are your first thoughts on Victoria,
I may? I love it. Actually,
love the name.
Yeah, love the name. Yes, we love the name Victoria.
Right.
I think our third baby, if we have a third child, I think Victoria would be lovely.
Are there plans for a third child?
We'll say mum's the word for now.
Mum's the word. Mum's right beside you, so be careful.
Yes, it's true.
Grandmum is right next to you.
Yes, she is.
First trip, for George, Prince George, and little Canada, Charlotte, yes. And how are they handling it?
Oh, they're handling it lovely. They love Government House so mm-hmm. much. They've created a beautiful play area for the children, and
they do enjoy. I understand they quite enjoy putting the crayon marks on the walls.
Yes, they've created a whole beautiful portrait of the royal family out of crayons on the wall.
What color are they using? Royal blue,
of course. Royal blue, I believe. There's raspberry red.
Yes, sort of rainbow colors.
Rainbow colors, yes.
I have the Queen and Kate here. Prince William might be surprised up in Vancouver to, where's my wife? Well, she's here at CFAX, apparently.
It's true.
She's sitting here with Queen Elizabeth and I. 250-386-1161, star 1070. If you have any questions of the monarchy, we will more than... be free to open up the phone lines and ask your thoughts about what's happened this weekend here in Victoria. So the weather's cooperated for you. It's kind of like London out there. So
yes, one damp thing after the other.
Yeah. Have you seen the double-decker buses here?
Yes, I have seen that. Yes.
Yeah, that's all because of you, you know.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know.
And have you met any First Nations here in your short stay here in Victoria?
Not so far. Looking forward to that.
If you did, what would you say?
Hello.
Hello.
How do you do?
Would you say anything about the land that you took from them?
Oh, hadn't thought of that, but
yeah.
Why not?
Didn't think about that at the time either.
No. Must give it back, I suppose.
Yes.
Make a little note.
I'll make a note right now.
Please make a note of that. That would be very, very proper of you. Okay, we're going to take a break right now for the news in just a second. Our guests, Kate Middleton and Queen Elizabeth, actually it's Karen Brelsford, as well as Carolyn Sadowska, who look absolutely marvelous. I wish this was television because you got to see this, folks. They are absolutely bang on.
It's Mark Brené on CFAX 1070.
Got the Queen in studio. Just your typical Monday at CFAX 1070. She brought along Kate Middleton, who just dried herself off after being rained on up in Bella Bella. How was that? Did you enjoy? How was the Great Bear Rainforest?
It's beautiful, and it feels like home with all the rain. I love
yeah, of course.
It. I wish it would rain more here, actually.
Well, this is your second time, right, Kate, here to
Canada.
To Canada.
Yes,
and your first time to Victoria.
Yes, and I love it so much.
I was fortunate enough, as you were, to be, well, obviously you were there, to enjoy the festivities on Saturday. And I noted that your husband, William, mentioned that the first time you were in Canada was your first international trip after your wedding, just 3 months in. So that was kind of more or less your honeymoon.
Yes, well, what better place to go for a honeymoon than Canada?
So you went to Quebec City, went to Ottawa.
Yes.
And you went out east to, was it Nova Scotia or something?
Yes, we went to Calgary, actually.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And Your Majesty, you've been here in Canada, my goodness, so many times.
Oh, countless times.
Do you remember your very first trip to Canada?
No, I don't, actually. It's so long ago. It must have been, I think it was... maybe we better look that up in the book.
We'll Google that.
Yes, think it was just at the end of the war.
Yeah, it might have been exactly. Not too long after you first became queen and took the throne. Let's take some calls. Don's been waiting. Don, you have a question or a query to ask of Queen Elizabeth or Kate Middleton. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, Your Majesty. Is it okay if I call you Queenie?
Well, that's my dog's name, but... You could go with Elizabeth, the Queen of England.
Oh, that's a little too formal for me.
What?
However, we used to have a Queenie as a horse in Beacon Hill Park.
Oh, yes.
And I just wondered if there was any relationship there. But my question for you today, Queenie, is our dollar does have your picture on a number of our bills.
Yes.
And with the devaluation, I'm just wondering whether you're feeling devalued and deflated. And just one other quick question. When you go to the loo, do you call it a royal flush?
So many questions.
Thank you, Don.
And such fascinating subjects, I must say.
Yeah, the loo, I like that, yeah.
So, well, we call the loo the throne room. You probably heard of that.
Really?
Yes.
It's called the throne room.
The throne room.
Okay.
And the other questions were about the money.
Yeah,
devalued and deflated. Oh, yes, of course. Yes. So let's hope that the money will go up.
But you have your face on many other denominations, Australian, I would imagine, and many of the Commonwealth countries.
That's right, yes.
That must be very strange, but we talked about that earlier.
We did touch on it, didn't we?
Okay, but you're not concerned about the devaluation of the Canadian dollar? Well, it's not any sort of reflection of her.
I don't take it personally. No.
That's probably a very good thing. Yes. What was the other thing he asked? Something about the loo. I think we've covered that.
I think we covered
it.
Yes,
you call it the throne room.
Yes.
Yes, it becomes a Game of Thrones, actually.
I thought it was called a WC out in the UK.
Sometimes.
A water closet.
The water closet, yes.
Yes. Mike, you're on CFAX 1070. Go ahead, Mike.
Thanks, Mark. Your Majesty, I have a personal request for you when you get back home. If you would talk to Big Ears, Charles.
Yes.
And have him abdicate, because I, for one, and I'm sure there's a lot of others, cannot forgive what he did to Lady Diana. And as for the Rottweiler, I don't think she would ever be accepted as queen consort. So that's a favor I'm going to ask of you.
Well, I've made a little note, and I won't mention it to them personally, if you don't mind. I'll just make a little note and
I'm confused about the Rottweiler, because you have Corkies. What's the Rottweiler story?
Well, I think I'm reading between the lines, but I think Camilla was being referenced.
Oh, was that right, Mike? That's what you meant?
Okay, yes, that's quite true. Okay. And maybe you could leave a note in the loo for them, Your Majesty.
Very good. Thank you so much for your very kind suggestions.
You're welcome. I'm certainly your loyal subject.
You're very kind.
Thank you, Mike, for calling in. Do you have any advice, Your Majesty, for Kate, who at one point soon, I suspect, will be very close to, she won't take the throne, but her husband will be on the throne.
How soon did you have in mind?
It's going to be a long, long time.
A long soon.
A long time.
I'm certain of that. But at some point, this is inevitable.
Inevitable, yes.
Have you any advice for your daughter, your granddaughter-in-law?
Well, this is one of the reasons why I came along, of course, behind the scenes, because, Kate and I, we practice things together so that she's ready for the job, you know? I mean, she would be queen consort, but still she would have a lot of things that she needs to know about.
Like what?
Well, we've been trying to break with protocol a little, for instance, and unlike myself, you know, the rest of the royal family can be sticklers for protocol.
Right.
So I'm encouraging Kate to be more like me, you know, relaxed.
And
not too fussy about things.
You seem to have brought that to the monarchy, you and your husband, William.
Yes.
Very much less the way it used to be, a little bit more informal. There was some suggestion on social media that the Prime Minister might have been a little bit too informal with your son.
Oh, with the high five.
With the high five. How did you feel about that?
Well, George was expecting a high 10.
Oh, okay.
So he was completely confused just by the one hand and thought he was waving.
Yeah.
So George was just confused, that's all.
Okay, because it was a very cute moment,
yes.
I thought. But you didn't take any disrespect out of that.
Oh, no, of course not. I think that's adorable.
Your husband's a good-looking man.
Yes,
so is Justin Trudeau. You heard the crowd on Saturday. The crowd was very, very much adoring your husband.
Yes.
But they also were adoring the Prime Minister. How do you feel about that?
Well, I think that's great. He's brand new, isn't he?
He is.
Brand new Prime Minister. I think it's great that everyone is cheering for him. When I became a brand new Duchess, I was very excited that people cheered for me as well.
Is he royal hotness, do you think?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a thermometer. Do you, Your Majesty?
Well,
do you have a thermometer?
I do, yes. And I would say he's right actually up at the top of the scale and sometimes tipping over.
High 90s, 100 Celsius.
Yes.
Yes, very
hot.
Well, very, yeah,
ooh,
that seems to be the
hot
word. What about your husband? How is Philip doing?
Compared to what?
Well, I haven't seen him in public recently. He didn't accompany you here to CFAX.
Well, why don't you come and visit and we'll have you over for tea? That would be lovely.
I would love to have some royal tea.
Yeah.
Colin,
yes.
You're on CFAX 1070. Go ahead.
Hello, how are you doing? I want you to know something. If the Queen steps down from the throne,
mm-hmm.
and if would Charles be too old for being a king?
Not at all. No. He could be 100 years old and he would still become the king.
Oh, okay.
But you have no plans to abdicate.
No, I have no plans to abdicate.
Oh,
no, I'm having much too much fun.
Please don't be because I truly, truly believe that you have done more things for Canada than anybody in the whole world.
Well, that's very kind.
What sort of things do you feel the Queen has done for Canada, Colin?
Well, like brought up, brought up Canada, nation in a way. I'm actually proud to be actually Canadian, and she has done many things to better our country.
Appreciate
on a broad on like a broad way, a very broad way.
Appreciate the call, Colin. Very much. Thanks for calling. Obviously, Canada is very near and dear to each of your hearts. But I mean, it must be like having children, and you have children, obviously many, and you have two.
I do.
When you come to Canada, you say all the right things. We love you, Canada. You're very close to you, Commonwealth. But you have to say the same things to Australia and the other Commonwealth countries. How do you keep your children all happy?
Well, we have a few oceans that we keep, sort of in between the countries.
Right.
So Pacific Ocean, Atlantic Ocean, so generally
yes.
Not.
Because if you had all your children in one spot, it would get a little crowded, I think.
Yes, but...
Yeah. Do you find that here when you come here, how vast it was? Did you notice that, Kate, just your second visit here to Canada?
Yes.
That we have just so much room as compared with other countries you've been to? Well, UK is a great example.
Yes, it was so much extra open space. It's glorious.
Now, the other thing that Kate and I have been working on, relevant to your question about how do we distinguish between what we say in one place and another, we have been working on Royal Waves
yes.
for Canada alone.
So you've got a special wave for Canada.
Even areas, yes. Different areas. Yes.
Okay, I'm not sure how that's going to work on radio.
No,
but go
not
ahead,
very
I'll try,
well.
I'll try to
well,
relate.
Well, name an area like
yes.
where we are right now.
Right,
the West Coast.
The West Coast of
exactly.
Canada.
So here we are.
Yeah, we just take our arms and make them like a little wave.
They're making waves.
Ocean.
They're
yes.
making waves.
Yes.
Okay, how about Quebec?
Bonjour, salut. Hey,
comment ça va?
La prochaine fois, tu vas venir chez nous. Hein?
Your French is impeccable, Your Majesty.
Oh, thank you so much.
You've had a lot of practice with that.
Well, I actually had a professor come to the palace from Quebec to teach me some of the more colloquial terms.
That didn't get the French upset? Because the French usually feel that their French is much superior than Quebec's French.
Do you mean French people
French as
in France.
France? Yes.
Well, I had professors from France also for when I'm going to France.
It's a different language. Do you know what poutine is?
Well, of course. We have it all the time at the palace. It's our
yes.
chef's favorite.
It's delicious.
Every Saturday.
Yes, every Saturday you invite us over.
Poutine with scones.
It's so good. I love it.
I got to take a bit of a break, Your Majesty and Your Highness, and we'll be back with the Queen and with Kate Middleton when we return after the news on CFAX 1070.
Now, Mark Brené on CFAX 1070.
You probably saw Her Royal Highness on Saturday, either in person at the legislature or maybe on television. And there's no doubt our other guest you saw many, many times and have seen many times, the Queen of England. Each is in today. Kate Middleton, Windsor, Mountbatten, as well as Queen Elizabeth II. Thank you very much for staying for another segment here. Wanted to ask you about the corgis. I don't know what the latest is. I know you brought in Reggie. But why is that your favorite dog? Your
well,
Majesty.
Good question. I just find them rather charming animals, as their personalities are they're playful,
Yeah.
And, they're not too difficult to train. Although I must say we had a little problem with our heating at the palace recently. It was so cold, one of them licked my leg and his tongue stuck to it. But generally, they're not. You're just easy to deal with.
Which one of your corgis most represents or looks like or acts like Prince Charles, your son Charles?
My goodness. That would be Reggie.
How so?
Well, you see, I have what you're looking at is my gloved hand.
Yes,
but,
your gloves.
Beneath my gloved hand is just a mass of broken flesh. Because I had some pork chops in the handbag, and Reggie jumped out. And I have to say that if Charles is hungry, nothing stops him.
Little known fact: the Queen of England carries pork chops in her royal purse.
Yeah,
interesting. Anything in your purse, Kate?
Ew.
Sorry, your Highness.
It's all right. You can call me Kate. I do come from commoner backgrounds.
You
I
do?
Don't mind. Oh, I've got a fortune teller.
Oh, yes, yes, that's fun.
I've got free passes to the palace. Oh, here you are, Mark. Wait, drop in any time.
That's wonderful. The next time I'm across the pond, it's a free pass to the palace. Drop in any time,
exactly.
It says.
Okay, no problem.
That looks very official, too.
They have, priceless diamonds in my purse.
I gave you those.
You did, from the queen, priceless diamonds.
Wow, and those look to be beautiful earrings.
I gave her those,
she gave me those as well.
My
aren't
goodness.
Lovely? Yeah.
What kind of jewelry do you normally get, I mean, as in the position that you're in?
Yes.
Your Highness, and yes. How much of it is passed on? For example, I saw you were wearing a brooch on Saturday.
Yes.
And that was passed along by the Queen, I believe.
Diamond-encrusted maple leaf
that
from
was the
Queen.
Maple leaf.
Yes, it was.
So you must
yes,
have
yes.
a whole lot of brooches representing different Commonwealth countries.
It's true. Well, most of them I received from the Queen. She gives me a lot of tips on how to dress. Yes. Actually, she's helped me become quite the Duchess, I think.
Yes. I picked this out.
Yeah, she picked this outfit.
Is it true that Buckingham Palace sent a notice, and maybe this is part of protocol, to 24 Sussex and to the Heritage Department in Ottawa to make sure that whatever Your Highness was wearing, that Sophie Trudeau, Gregoire Trudeau, the Prime Minister's wife, would not be wearing something similar. Is that correct?
Yes,
that does happen. Just so we don't get confused with each other.
Yes,
we both have long hair,
exactly.
And some people will be really far away, and they might think, "Oh, is that Sophie or is that Kate?"
No.
I can't
and
tell.
And the same thing happens with Kate and I. We don't want to. I mean, you know, we don't want to be mistaken for one another.
Exactly.
And I could see how that could happen.
Yes.
The other thing too. Now, would that go as well for the Prime Minister and for your husband, Prince?
Oh, yes. If you've noticed, they were slightly different colors in their suits. Very
right.
subtle, though.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But just to the keen
just
eye,
wondering if that works
noticed.
For the men as well, because, you
different
know.
Different ties.
Different
if
ties.
If Prince William were wearing the same suit as the Prime Minister, but I mean, right.
Then
same
we
color
would,
tie.
We would ask Justin to change his suit. It's true.
250-386-1161, star 1070. If you have any questions to ask of Queen Elizabeth II and Kate Middleton, Windsor, Mountbatten. That's a mouthful. Do you go by that? Or you go by what do you call the prince? What do you call him?
Oh, Wills.
You call him Wills?
Yes,
Wills.
Of course. Wills with an S on the end.
Wills. And what does he call you?
He calls me Kate.
Okay.
Yes.
And how informal or formal is it at events at Buckingham Palace? Would it be grandmum, mum,
oh, well,
or
it depends.
Queen?
On games night, it's very casual, I think.
Casual on games night, yes.
Games night.
Yes.
We I think we just call you grandmama.
Yes, pretty much.
Yes,
who drinks?
Except when I win, then you get very upset.
Yes, and then we'll thank you, Your Majesty.
Who drinks the most in the family?
No.
The thirsty ones.
The thirsty ones do.
Right.
Yeah.
But is there anybody that, like, everybody has a drunk uncle. Is there a drunk uncle in the monarchy?
Well, there is that chap that we keep seeing down down the corridor lying there.
Oh, yes.
That would be an uncle, wouldn't it?
I think one of the uncles. Yes.
How do you keep track? I mean, how many rooms do you have there, Buckingham?
Oh,
there must be
my goodness.
Hundreds of rooms.
We have not counted lately.
Do you know the servants by name?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
Absolutely.
It's very important.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay, and how about your digs, where you live?
Oh, yes. Well, actually, I've decided to move to Government House. I know most people don't know that, but William and I have decided to stay in Victoria.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're staying in Victoria?
Well, we heard that Government House was still available.
How are you liking it? How do you like so far? The bed's fine,
I
and the fridge,
it.
And the food is fine.
The fridge is fine. The cooks are amazing.
Are they? Yeah.
And I must put a thank you out to the cooks for holding off on the food because we were a little delayed for the evening dinner.
You know, that must have been a very tiring thing for you, and then I have to go through the speeches. I was nearby, but I was watching on the TV screen on the lawn of the legislature on Saturday, and you did your best. Each of you did, as you have to, smiling all the time, but that's got to be tough and hard. But it looked like your eyes were a little moist. You must have been tired.
Well, it was 3 a.m.
Yes, I mean, it was time change and the whole flight and everything. I was definitely tired, but we had a cup of tea before we exited the vehicles, the legislature, so that perked me up a little bit.
Do you find that tough being in the public eye all the time, that you always have to smile and you always have to be on?
No. I don't know.
I don't know if I've ever been accused of smiling too much.
But you have a beautiful smile, Your Majesty.
Your Majesty, you've got a gorgeous smile.
Oh, thank you.
And you look radiant.
I shall have to use it more then.
You should. Oh.
So, okay, so another Canadian visit, and you're here for eight more days. Well, sorry, six and a half more days.
You leave Saturday.
And you're leaving Saturday, so you were just joking. You're not moving into Victoria.
Well, we are looking at real estate, though.
Are you?
Can the prices in Victoria.
Are you able to afford it?
Well, Victoria and Vancouver, the prices are so high. Your Majesty, we'd probably have to sell Buckingham Palace, and I don't think you would go for that.
There is a law, you know, well, not in Victoria, so you'd be okay there, but you can't buy in Vancouver unless you want to pay a 15% tax, because you would be a foreign...
Oh.
Although, in your case, you might be able to say Canadian citizenship. Would you be able to? How does that work?
Well, there might be a loophole there. I don't know if that's fair, though. I don't want to upset the people of Canada, so I'll pay the tax if
You're
I need to.
You're going
to
pay the tax?
Of course.
Okay. Brenny in, as well as special guests, and some updates and corrections. 1951, our first guest first came to Canada. 2 years later, 1953, Her Majesty became Her Majesty and was coronated. We have Queen Elizabeth in. Hello, Queen. I mean, Your Majesty. And as well, Kate Elizabeth Middleton Mountbatten Windsor. Did I get it right that time?
It's all right. I mean, I've sort of dropped my maiden name, but I always love to keep it in there.
Okay, that's a lot of names.
It is.
Okay. Being a queen at that young age, what is it that you can pass along to the Kate? I'll call you Kate.
Sure. Mm. Yes, of course.
What do you think you might need to know?
I think I need to know some protocol, perhaps, like if there's a big gala event at the palace.
Yes.
You know, how should I arrive there, perhaps?
Oh, well, in your case, I would say you could arrive in a golden coach pulled by horses.
Oh, really? Because I know you've always said people shouldn't show up like that.
The rest of the people shouldn't.
Oh, but I could.
Yes.
Oh, lovely. And yeah. I can wear a hat bigger than a dinner plate.
On that occasion.
On that occasion, I could.
A special dispensation.
Oh, lovely. Yes. Thank you, Your Majesty.
Not at all, not at all. See,
do you have many chats like that where there's advice given?
Oh, of course.
Okay, I got to ask you this, then.
We talk every day.
The relationship you had with Diana.
Yes.
Can I ask you about that? Because there's either a misconception or a mythology that it wasn't the tightest of relationships.
I have to say it wasn't the tightest of relationships. I was actually closer to Fergie, who was also in the picture at that time.
Right.
And Fergie had a lot of freckles, you know, and so on a slow winter's night, we'd play connect the dots on her forehead.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
So, but, you know, Diana had beautiful skin, no freckles, you know, so what could we do?
Okay, your son's present wife, how do you feel about her, and how close is that relationship?
That is also a very good relationship, very close. As long as she, you know, doesn't touch anything, that's pretty much we're good.
And Kate, how about you?
Oh, I have a great relationship with everyone in the family. Actually,
you come across that way. You come across like everybody kind of likes you.
Yeah, I feel like that too. You know, it was a little nerve wracking when I first met Your Majesty. But it's so much easier now. We chat over tea pretty much every day.
Yes, we do.
We do. Just catch
up
on.
We drink tea 47 times a day.
So yeah, 47 times. True.
A lot of chatting.
What do you think of the Canadian tea here? Or did they bring, they must have brought something special to Government House for you.
Well, it was one called Red Rose.
Right.
Apparently it's only in Canada.
Pity.
Yes, it is a pity.
We did try the Empress blend.
We did,
that
yes.
That was nice.
Yes. Yes, lovely.
I enjoyed that quite a bit.
Was that the one that had champagne in it, or is that...
I think that's not an actual cup of tea, is it?
I heard something about champagne and tea. I don't know if they were
mixed.
I
think that was a cocktail.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
No, that's different.
That's different.
It's not my cup of tea to begin with. Cameron is joining us on CFAX 1070. Hello, Cameron.
Hi.
Hi. You're on.
Hi. Yeah, thanks. I just wanted to call and thank Her Majesty, the Duchess Kate, for, I know you mentioned earlier how long a day it had been for them. My best friend was getting married, and all their plans on Saturday were adjusted due to Government House and the ledge no longer being available for photos. But Kate took up her invite and still came by to the wedding afterwards, to the reception, and just to pop by and give a toast and say hello. And I just want to say thank you so much, Your Majesty, for doing that.
What a nice thing to do.
Oh, my pleasure. Hello again, Cameron. Lovely to hear from you. Yes, I popped into Nicole and Matthew's wedding. Their invitation slipped under a sofa cushion, so the date I completely forgot and booked myself for a royal welcome ceremony at the legislature.
Well,
my invitation didn't get there at all.
How fortuitous of you to have been in Victoria the same day.
Yes.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Cameron. Appreciate it. Oh, who's that? Who's that there?
Oh, look, there's somebody at the door. Oh, I think the next guests have arrived. Should we let them sit in our chairs?
If you don't mind.
Sorry, yes.
It's okay.
They look like lovely Canadians. Oh, hello.
That's so pleasant of you.
Yes.
Okay, now arriving.
Oh, hi.
Karen Brelsford,
hello.
Who is an actress, comedian, and a Kate Middleton impersonator, as well as Carolyn Sadowska, who impersonates the Queen. Very well, by the way, may I add, each of you.
Thank you.
Let me ask first, if it can, Carolyn, how long you've been doing this?
I first stepped on a stage 32 years ago.
Wow.
And 2 years later, I was working live professionally in front of 40,000 people.
That was where?
That was at BC Stadium the last night of Expo. So I worked at Expo. That was my first real big job. Real professional job.
Your first professional gig is in front of 40,000 people at BC Place Stadium.
Well, just to explain, my first professional gig was Expo 86.
Yeah.
And then last night of Expo, I was on the stage closing Expo with Jimmy Pattison and Claude Richmond and the Dolly's Deluxe Band.
And Karen, how about
and
you?
Ryan Stiles.
How long have you been doing this, Karen?
4 years. Only 4 years. Yeah.
Now, you're from Victoria.
I am.
But you work in California. You've got some film careers. What kind of films? What films have you been in that we know?
Most of the stuff I've done has been commercial type stuff. I was involved with Grace Point that was filmed here, but most of my stuff is commercial, industrial. I've done some comedy shows like She Kills Me, which is stand up where I did Kate Middleton. Middleton raps in my stand up.
Fantastic. you attended. Each of you attended the event on Saturday, but not in costume, not in character.
That's right. No.
Yeah, why not? What would have happened if you did, do you figure?
Oh, I think we would have just been either ignored or just ushered off somewhere.
Yeah. Well, you certainly would have caught the attention of the Secret Service. There's no doubt about that.
I suppose.
But the detail would have been looking at you.
We wouldn't do that. We just wouldn't do it.
Just respect-wise?
Yeah.
But
The thing is, they're doing a job. That's their work. That's an official visit.
Yeah.
And so it sort of be like, would we turn up at someone else's office and take over, the attention? No. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. How does one get up one morning and say, think I'll do this for a living for a little while and do this for a while? How does that work?
Well, I tell you, in my case, I was coming through kind of a tragic place in my life, actually. And I thought I'd sign up for some improv classes as an antidote. And I found that it was what I felt I had to do. And I worked on different characters. The Queen was the third one. And so I went from doing some improv to stand-up. And then I worked on some more characters, but the Queen was the one that kept on working.
1 minute left, unfortunately.
Oh,
I know. I'm sorry. Who was the first that you discarded?
It was a woman called the Urban Adventurer.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
but no one is as well known as Queen Elizabeth.
That's right, yeah.
How about yourself?
Sorry, can you repeat that question one more time?
What made you get up one morning and decide that you're going to do this?
Kate was in the news a lot, and I was doing local comedy with Atomic Vaudeville and Sin City and a bunch of sketch groups. And they're like, we need a Kate. Karen, you're tall. You have long hair. And so I just started doing it that way, and we had a lot of fun. And then I met Carolyn through Winnie Cooper, who was a Lady Di impersonator.
Oh, that's right. I heard about that.
There's a royal family in Victoria.
A royal family. Okay, is there anything next? Do you have any plans to try to get close and maybe meet the royals when they come, the next time they're here?
I tweeted them for tea, but
response. What we do is entertainment. What they do is official. We keep the two apart.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in and doing this. That was a lot of fun. We had a chuckles. And thank you as well for bringing Reggie.
Oh, yes. Oh, I think he's hungry now.
He looks a little thin, as I said earlier. Our guest, Carolyn Sadowska, I apologize, who impersonates the Queen, as well as Karen Brelsford, who's an actress, comedian, and an impersonator of Kate Middleton. Thanks for coming in.
Our pleasure.
Our pleasure.